And good afternoon and welcome to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Alongside with Matt Tritt and I'm John Coffey. We've got a full hour of interviews lined up for you as we'll be talking Bearcat sports throughout this next hour. And Matt, once again, a lot of success in the past week for a lot of the fall sports teams.
Yeah, and we're nearing the postseason for quite a few as well. When you think about soccer, two matches left, both of those coming up at home. They're currently tied for third in the MIAA. So Friday with Missouri Southern, Sunday coming up against Missouri Western. Those are two big matches as they have reeled off now, I think, what, six wins in a row. Cross country is getting set for the MIAA championships, which is still a couple weeks out, but they just wrapped up their regular season with a good showing up in Nebraska. Volleyball finally able to get back home after a long stretch away from home. They go 3-0 last week with wins over two top 25 teams and playing really well right now. So looking forward to hearing from Coach Wirth. And you know what? Football came out and that was essentially a must-win game. We're thinking about playoffs. That's right around the corner. And the Bearcats came out with a complete effort to where, you know what, we saw the offense play really well throughout the first half. The defense stepped up, had seven sacks in the ball game, and then late when it mattered most, that offense orchestrated two huge drives down the stretch and scored twice within the final 2 minutes of the second half to pull out that win over Washburn. So a super gutsy performance, and that's one it feels like that might really propel you on as we go throughout the rest of the fall. And, of course, golf should be getting underway. Should be underway or shortly, as they had the Midwest Fall Classic. The first round was last night. Of course, as we would come to expect on October 18th, we hit frigid temperatures this morning. And so with the frost advisory, they were trying to hold off as long as they could. So they played extra last night and started late today. So we'll see how that goes. But Paige Hoffman came into today tied for sixth and just a few strokes back of the lead here at a tournament being played at Mozingo Lake Golf Course in Maryville. So we'll keep an eye on that as the afternoon goes along. But so much going on. It starts, of course, golf right now. Volleyball in St. Joseph against Missouri Western tonight.
You know, looking at some of the pictures from yesterday's first round of that golf tournament, they looked a little on the miserable side, stocking caps and the whole works there that you don't normally see during a golf tournament, but you got to do what you got to do in weather like this. It's a little brisk.
Oh, for sure. You know, it's funny, too, because golf is such a mental game that you have to be in the right headspace and not only the physical aspect, but that, too. And then you throw in the fact that you're trying to sit there and bear through the cold temperatures. And again, today is worse than yesterday, so nice that they got a little bit of a late start and the sun is shining here in Maryville. It's a beautiful day from that regard, but yeah, it's a little bit cold out there.
A little bit. You know, going back to the football game and that win over Washburn, one of the things that may get a little bit overlooked out of that was what took place early in the ball game. Of course, Sam Phillips, a defensive player of the week for it, everything he did through that game, but that safety turned out to be pretty darn big when you factor out a two-point win for Northwest at the very end. So even though that took place early, and a lot of things took place after that helped Northwest in the win, but that was a pretty big play early on.
You are 100% right, and that's a very easy thing to kind of space and just kind of push off to the side. But those 2 points to open the football game, you know, we go off and see Kashawn Griffin have a statement game as a Northwest Bearcat, and we see Mike Hohensee complete 77% of his passes, 2.5 sacks for Elijah Green, 1.5 for Jake Fisher in that football game, and just everyone, just so many things transpiring. Of course, Cole Lammel ends up being the hero with the kick with 2 seconds remaining that goes through from 36 yards out. It is really easy to kind of forget that monumental play that Sam had early on to put the Bearcats up 2-0. But again, kind of goes back to that was a win that everybody, defense, offense, special teams, found a way to stack bricks and get the Bearcats over the hump against Washburn. And of course, as you look at it, the MIAA season, any game in the playoff, you're going to have to find a way to do that. And sometimes maybe one unit comes up more clutch than the other to help put you over the top. But as we go throughout, I think that is a good one that, hey, we can sit back and we can lean on that other unit. Sam Reeves gave a report from the sideline there late in that football game of the defense saying, hey, offense is going to go down and score right here. We got to get one more stop, you know. So there was that feeling that each unit was pulling its weight, and really they did.
Oh, it was a fun game to watch, and we talked with the Rich after the game too about this, going back a week earlier in that second half against Pittsburgh State and how they were able to come back, although they didn't pick up a win there. I think a lot of what took place this past Saturday and went over Washburn is some of the confidence that they gained in that second half against the Gorillas.
For sure. And think about all the injuries that they were dealing with, too. I mean, your starting center was out. You had the rest of your offensive line shuffled up just a bit. You only had one traditional starting wide receiver. A couple of the guys had to step in that place. Mike Hohensee was back in the lineup as a starter for the first time in a few weeks after he was getting banged up. And so there were a lot of different things against this team, but at the same time, you're right, the adversity against Pittsburgh State battling back. Had they rolled over in the jungle after being down 21-3 at halftime, man, that game against Washburn, it might have gone south in a hurry in the second half. But I think the resiliency and battling through the adversity, the perseverance, trusting one another, that stuff really did come through the following week. And so that was big to see that roll over to where they could kind of lean back on. Granted, it was a loss. You hate to see that, but it was still a pretty big experience for this team.
And a big week this week as it's homecoming on the Northwest campus and Northeastern State comes to town, a team that played Missouri Western pretty tough last week.
They did. They had Missouri Western on the ropes in that football game. The Griffins had to come back and score pretty late in that football game to pull it out. But, you know, you think about coming up to Maryville, what it's like to play at Bearcat Stadium, the home field advantage for Northwest Missouri State. You just taking a look here at the notes really quick, put together by Colin McDonough, the assistant AD for media relations here at Northwest. He does a fantastic job. The Bearcats have won 24 of 26 homecoming games going back to 1995, a 16-game home winning streak. And then you think about how they've dominated Northeastern State over the years, 11-0 all time against the Riverhawks. They're coming off a better football game against Missouri Western, but boy, this is one that it'll be awfully tough for the Riverhawks.
Yeah, I think you're right. But, again, this is a young Riverhawk team, too, that they're putting together. They got some talent there, but still probably a little ways away before they get the corner turned down there.
For sure. Well, and you think about, too, kind of running into a buzzsaw that Northwest coming off such an emotional win that played so well, got all those different units to step up, as we mentioned. Now you kind of come in and keep that rolling against Northeastern. It could be a long afternoon.
Okay. Again, we're broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch in Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're back and have more for you right after this.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to Pizza Ranch on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We talk Bearcat football right now with quarterback of the Bearcats, Mike Owensee. And Mike, good win for your team this past week.
Yes, sir. It was a great win. Thanks for having me on today.
How much fun was a game like this? I know we talked to Rich after the game, and he said he didn't have any fun until the final end of the game when the numbers were up there that they had the win. It was a little nerve-wracking down there. But from an aspect of being an athlete in a matchup like that and a comeback win and all, how much fun was that for you?
Yeah, I mean, overall, you know, especially looking back after the game, of course, yeah, it was a very fun game. If we wouldn't have got it done, I don't know how fun it would have been. But, yeah, it was a fun game. We had a lot of fun out there. A lot of new guys had to step up, so it was good to see.
And let's just take us through that last 24 seconds, I guess, of the game, or maybe even a little bit further than that. You had a nice drive beforehand where you took the lead before Washburn came back down to recapture there just briefly. But what went into the mindset on the sidelines of the offense, trying to make sure that you were going to be able to come back and get in position for that field goal kick?
Mm-hmm, yeah, after we scored, it was all about, you know, cheering on the defense, trying to help them out, and once Washburn got in the end zone, there wasn't any panic, I would say, on the sideline. It was more about, you know, how we about to attack this and try to drive down the field to get in field goal range. We knew we had two timeouts, so we could really throw the ball anywhere on the field. It's not like we had to get out of bounds. And just from film study and talking with Coach Sturdy, we kind of knew, had an idea of what coverage they were going to be in and how we wanted to attack it. And we got those two big plays popped off and got Cole Lammel in field goal range, and he knocked it through.
And, again, also what was important on that, too, was the return that Keshawn Griffin had setting up at the 38-yard line.
Though. Yeah, starting out there by the 38 was way better than, you know, starting back on your 20 or 25. He took it out of the end zone, and we were all hoping for a big return, and he clutched it up. We had good blocking and got some good yards out of it.
Also, another thing as you go into that final drive, how much of a factor did the end of the first half play, as well as from a confidence standpoint, where you kind of similar seconds there, or so maybe you had a couple more seconds there, I guess, at the end of the first half where you were able to drive and score. Did that enter your mind a little bit when you came out there in the fourth quarter with that final 24 seconds?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, knowing we already did it in the same game, and we had confidence that we could go down and, you know, do it again. I mean, we had less amount of time, but we had the same amount of timeouts. So, yeah, it definitely helped us. It was a big confidence booster because we were about to take a knee at half, and then we're like, you know what, why not see what we can do? And we were able to drive down the field and obviously end with that touchdown. But we knew the end of the game was different because all we needed to do was get in field goal range for Cole, and we were able to get that done.
What went into the decision there in the first half instead of taking a knee to go ahead and try to score there at the end of the half?
Yeah, I mean, it was really the kick return. We got a good kick return coming right before that. And once we came back from the timeout, when we were about to take the knee, we decided, you know, let's run a play, see how it goes. If we don't get much, we'll just take the knee and let the clock run out. But if we pop something off, we might as well try to, you know, get down there, get in field goal range, possibly get in the end zone. So that's what went into that.
Going into that game, there were on the offensive side a lot of guys playing that were banged up, you included, and a lot of guys that couldn't play because of some injuries going in. A week leading up to that, how did the team approach things to make sure that you were going to be able to come out and play offensively the way you guys did?
I mean, we approach it just like we approach every week. We got to go 1-0. Next man up mentality, it doesn't matter who's out. And during the week, we prepared well. I felt like we had a few good days of practice, and we were confident that we could go in and still get the job done. We have a lot of depth on the line and skill-wise. You saw we had two of our starting wide receivers out, and KG, Rashad, Keegan, they all stepped up and had a very good game. Jamar got receiving yards as well. As well as running the ball, and we had a few linemen rotating in, and they were getting the job done. So it was really good to see, and it's a real big confidence booster for
us. You talk about Jamar Moya. He's a guy that you can kind of put anywhere on the field out there, and he kind of does it for you. Last year, I think he came in listed as a wide receiver, but he's had a lot of, from what I understand, experience as a running back. He's moved to predominantly running back this year, but he's a guy that gives you a lot of different options out there, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. It's as a defensive coordinator, it's probably a nightmare trying to figure out what to do about him. But yeah, from the backfield, he's a hard runner. He sees the hole well, and then he's a great route runner when he gets out in space. So we like to put him wherever he can go out there and make plays, and last game he did that.
No, this year coming in, you and Braden both probably were hoping you're both going to be healthy this year as opposed to some of the injuries that you had to go through a year ago. And, of course, the injury bug hit again pretty hard. But you guys really seem to play off each other pretty well. And, of course, a lot the week before against Pitt, you were out with an injury. And then Braden probably shouldn't have been out there in some respects, but with what he's been dealing with too. But you guys really seem to work together well. And regardless who's out there, you guys make it work.
Yeah, I mean, we just want to win. So whoever's out there, it doesn't matter. We're trying to get the job done and get the W for the day. But yeah, whether it's, you know, on the field, off the field, we're good buddies. And you know, whether it's in the film room, practice, or during the game, we're always talking about, you know, what we're seeing, what we like, what maybe we don't like, just trying to figure stuff out as how we're going to attack the team, the other team's defense, basically. And yeah, we do feed off each other pretty well.
Now, I understand too that your dad had some words of wisdom to Rich before the game, and also probably talked to you throughout the week too. Of course, a former D1 quarterback and a former head coach at a number of levels. What were some of the things he was telling you, and then also I might relay again some of the things he told Rich about going into that matchup with Washburn?
Yeah, he said he just brought up one of his best games in college was versus Ohio State, and he had a lot of dudes on the team that were out with injuries, a lot of key players, and he said it was the best week he ever played, and it was all because of his preparation. And he just really honed in on me this week to, you know, not take this week light and really prepare the best I've prepared all year, and just get ready for the game and have confidence and make sure your team has confidence going into the game.
I know a lot of people follow your dad on the Twitter. He seems to come out with a lot of very good things on the Twitter feed that he puts out there. That's not only good advice for athletes, but just good advice for people in general. And just talk about being raised by your dad and some of the things that he's really done to help you out.
Yeah, I mean, with those Twitter posts, sometimes I know when he's talking to me, and sometimes sometimes I know when he's just, you know, enlightening people and making sure they have a good day. But, yeah, he's been a great mentor for me my whole life, you know, leading me in the right direction, whether it's, you know, in football, teaching me how to play, or off the field, teaching me how to become a better man. He's really impacted my life, and I owe him a lot.
Yeah, there's just a lot of positive thinking and things that he puts out for people, it seems like.
Yeah, for sure. I know he takes pride in those tweets. I know a lot of people really look forward to seeing it in the mornings. I know I do. And like I said before, sometimes I could tell when he's trying to talk to me, you know, without really talking to me. And it's good to see.
Now, in the summertime, too, I believe he has a quarterback's a clinic or a camp and things that you help out with.
Yeah, I mean, he does his quarterback wide receiver camps year-round. And whenever I'm home, I'm obviously there helping with him. I wish I could be out there more to help him with his business, especially now that he just had a surgery. But yeah, over the summer we had the camp for the first time, and it went really well, so it's probably something we're going to do every year.
And now let's just look ahead for the rest of this season for you. A lot of football left to be played and a lot of important games coming up. So just wondered some of the things that you'd like to see this offense do to grow off of what took place this past week.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to keep building on it. We're going to start getting, you know, our key guys back healthy. But it really doesn't matter who's in the game. We got to execute. And it's really all about executing and putting points on the board, or either putting points on the board or flipping the field for our defense, getting them in good field position. It's really just how we prepare and how we execute in the game.
You know, look at some of your totals from this past win, of what, 24-31 passing, 366 yards, 4 touchdowns. And I think one thing that really stands out, just 77% on completion rate in that game. That was just a heck of a performance you had.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, my line was giving me time. My receivers were getting open. Not much else you could say about that. I'm just getting on the ball and letting them make plays.
It really seemed like what we saw out of the offense this past Saturday is what I think everybody thought is very capable of this offense all along. Everything just kind of clicked together on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of people step up. I mean, KG, he stepped up big time, I mean, with two receivers out. Obviously, MIAA Player of the Week. And really just as a whole team, I mean, we swept the MIAA Players of the Week with Cole Lammel and Sam Phillips as well. So it was a real big team win for us, and offensively we had guys step up when we needed them to, and we had a great game.
How much fun is it to see the success that Cole Lammel's had this season for you?
It's great. I mean, last year, even in practice, we all knew he was capable of this. It just wasn't translating quite as well as, you know, he wanted to in the games. But this year, I think he said it was more like, you know, redeeming himself, and he really has done that. I think he's 9 for 9 on field goals. It's great to see. He's a great guy, great friend, so we're all happy for him.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of funny. We had him on the post game Saturday, and said once he kicked that for the game winner, just as he got it and booted it away, he was looking for you for that high five or handshake afterwards because he knew it was good.
Yeah, it was awesome. I was really focusing on the hold, so I didn't look up right away. I really looked down just to make sure I didn't mess it up for him. Then when I saw it going in, I mean, we were all just real hyped and real ready to, you know, celebrate with him, and we were just real happy for him. It was great.
You know, one thing that I think kind of goes unsaid, along with the success that Cole's had this year too, is just it's a team effort between the snapper to the holder to the kicker to make it all go, and it looks like the long snaps this year have just been excellent for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, we got a freshman in Will at long snapper, and he's really, you know, played great this year, especially as a freshman. All my punt snaps have been perfect anyway. I know that, and the field goal ones are right there. You know, the laces, I never really have to twist them too much, and it's been great this year.
Yeah, that's kind of one of the jobs on the field that nobody thinks about until something goes wrong, kind of like an offensive lineman who gets a holding penalty. You don't hear much out of them until but they're very crucial to the success of a team.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, he's been very accurate with those snaps, for sure. we haven't had any problems with him, and he on punts too. He's been getting down the field, trying to make plays. So he's really stepped up.
Well, homecoming week of this week, you've had a chance to go through a few of these now. Just how much fun is it for the team homecoming week?
Yeah, I mean it's a great atmosphere. The fans always pack it up, and it's always loud, which it is at most home games. But for us, you know, we're focused on going 1-0 again this week. Northeastern, they're way better than they were last year. I mean, they just played Mo West a real tight game to the end. So we know we still got to work and prepare and just try to go 1-0.
All right. Well, Mike, it's been great having you here on the show.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you bet. That's Michael Otsie with us, the quarterback for the Bearcat football team, as Northwest coming off a win over Washburn, looking ahead toward Northeastern State on Saturday. That's a 2 o'clock kickoff. Our broadcast began at 1 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day on Saturday afternoon. We got a lot more coming up here at Pizza Ranch as we're on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. I'm back with more after this.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday, and news updates throughout the day at MarryvilleDailyForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch. Time to turn our attention to soccer as we have the head coach of the Northwest soccer team, Mark Gordon, with us, along with Gray Sketch and with Mackenzie Blankenship with us here on the show here today. And first of all, Coach, a good weekend last weekend, a couple wins at home, 1-0 over Northeastern State, and then a 2-1 win over Rogers State, taking care of business when he got back at home.
Yeah, it's good to get home and continue the trends that we picked up on the road. And I think the team was super excited to be home. And what was interesting is just the other fall sports. You know, sometimes on the weekends, this place can look like a ghost town if you're the only team in town and everybody's on the road. So it's a great opportunity for our student athletes to get out and support each other too.
Yeah, and I think that's something that's been fun to watch all along, how they all give each other a lot of support. Now, the weekend before that, I was over at the athletic office on Friday morning, and it looked like a bus depot around there. Every team, I think, was on the road. So a little bit of a difference, just the biggest trouble finding transportation to get you to everywhere you needed to go.
Yes, for sure. But back to the games, yeah, two great results, two hard-fought games. You know, you get to this time of the year, there are teams that are trying to find their way in. The girls really did a good job just managing each game and putting the focus in each match. And through that process, I mean, we locked in our spot. We're gonna be in the postseason, the conference tournament, and that's just kind of a stepping stone to continue to play. So we were happy about that, and we have a couple more to get after.
Yeah, you know, not only locking in a spot in the tournament, but also right now setting a pretty good spot. They're a fourth in the standings, where if you continue to hold that spot on, you'll have a chance to open up at home.
Correct. Yeah, you know, another thing, that's the next thing. You know, it's the little dangled carrots that they've presented themselves, and we want to secure that. Yeah, it's great to play at home. We had a great experience last year.
Now, I mentioned that we've got Grace Guest with us and Mackenzie Blankenship. Coach, tell us a little bit about both of these two and what they've meant to your program this year.
Well, Mackenzie's, as I said at the beginning, we have a freshman. She's from Lee Summit, plays outside back. That's where we're utilizing her. She can do some work in the midfield for us, too. have a lot of depth experience there, and she comes from a really good strong club system program and very strong, and so you know, transitioning into the college game, she's done it quite well. Just little things here and there, but you know, along the way, we have injuries and different things, and the depth that we experience now, Mackenzie brings. She put in a solid 63 minutes for us against against Rogers. Had a really good game, and then for Grace from Shawnee, Kansas. Grace was one of the group, part of the early groups that I recruited. We needed a goalkeeper, saw her play. I've just watched Grace develop just as a great person. She's always been that, but as a player and the things that she's brought to the field and just growth as a person, though, and in who she was. But in her time, you know, collegiate soccer is different than club and high school and those things. And then she gets into this position as a goalkeeper, and her level is very good, and it's super competitive position. It isn't like your forwards and midfielder. You're gonna sub people in and out as much, and you know, just through misfortune, I guess. Other great goalkeepers have been here in her time. She's been a great team leader, great supporter of the goalkeepers. You know, she's had 11 starts for us now, has managed to close out games, had a great game on Sunday in our senior game. You know, and we've said at one point, you know, we look around the league sometimes and see some play in the goal, and I know that the other team would benefit from either one of our goalkeepers. So there's no dismay for having what we have, but it becomes a little challenging. She's a grinder. She's fought hard, continues to work hard, and we're just happy that she's been here and been a part of our program.
And Grace, how much fun has it been for you to see this program develop as it has through your years at Northwest?
Oh, it's been so much fun. I'm so happy I was able to be here and be a part of it all. I look back to, I'm reflecting because of my senior game on Sunday. I mean, where we started freshman year, we were ranked last going into the season. And then coming and having next, like this past year, how we performed and how we had our best overall season that we've ever had. Like, I'm so happy to be part of it and be part of the growth that we've had. With new people coming in, people graduating, I mean, it's been an incredible experience.
And Mackenzie, how much fun has it been for you as well to know that you had some very meaningful playing time this past weekend in a game that really means so much as far as trying to get into the conference tournament, and also have an opportunity to put yourself in position to host in the first round as well. I would imagine it really means a lot to seeing your hard work pay off here for this past weekend.
Yeah, it really helps me see that, like, I am being a part of this team and that my coach has, like, confidence in me. It's, like, a really big part of my, like, growth process, and it just means a lot that I can perform for our team.
What's been the biggest things that you've noticed going from the high school level and club level to playing at the collegiate level here at Northwest?
Definitely the speed of play. It's just so much faster, and everybody's a lot more, like, physical, so you have to step up in every aspect of your game.
Now, Coach, you talked a lot about seeing Grace through the years and what she's done developing. You mentioned from Shawnee, Kansas, and Mill Valley High School. I think at one time you lived in the Shawnee area right around Mill Valley, so you didn't have to go too far to recruit her, did you?
No. We, in fact, in my transition up here, I'm out of the house and would go down about three-quarters of a mile to the school and watch her play. Yes, that's exactly what was happening.
So. And how much of a role, Grace, did that play in coming to Northwest?
I mean, it definitely brought a level of familiarity because originally he was at Ottawa, and I was considering staying close, and so that was something I explored. And going into my senior year, I had my options pretty wide open, and Northwest, I had reached out, and, you know, we had communicated before, so I was like, this is a very familiar place for me and not too far from home, came to campus, and I loved it, and yeah, definitely a family-like atmosphere that I really enjoyed immediately.
Well, an easy drive from Shawnee up here as well.
Mm-hmm, so. Absolutely.
And as far as Lee Summit as well, a pretty easy drive from there. Mackenzie, what played a role in you coming to Northwest?
I really wanted the family aspect of the team, and this team just, like, is such a family-oriented team, so it, like, was a really big part of me coming here, and knowing that, like, my coach is going to take care of me no matter what was also, like, a really big part.
And how much of a factor players such as Grace play in coming here? Again, you talked about the family atmosphere, but seeing some of the upperclassmen kind of take freshmen and sophomores under their wing here.
Yeah, that was a big part, too, just knowing that I was going to be taken care of on the team and know that, like, I already had a family here. I didn't have to, like, find that like a lot of freshmen do. I already had that.
Grace, what are some of the keys that you wanted to try to get to the younger players as they came into the program this year?
I think as upperclassmen, we definitely lead by example, and we knew that coming into this year, we had a lot to prove. Last year was exceptional, and we wanted to make sure that that was a standard. So I think it was a lot of setting example and intentions going into every practice, preseason, like everything we did was with the purpose and with focus and having fun while we're at it too.
Coach, how's this team grown this season?
I think getting comfortable being successful. I think we set a very, very high bar for ourselves pretty quickly from coming out of last season. And so things weren't happening right away for us. But I just think there's been some maturity for everybody and understanding. You know, there are games that get away from us or can, but do you keep chipping away at our process and the things that we want to do and who we want to become or continue to be. And things started to fall in place, and I think we're hitting a really good stride here at the end of the season.
Yeah, I throw this out to all of you, but first of all, to the Grayson McKenzie, how important has it been to say this past weekend to finally get home and get a couple matches at home, and then know you got two more here to round things out here? How important has it been to get back and play at Bearcat Pitch for you?
It's been huge. I mean, we've been on the road for a little while now, fought some pretty tough games. Our front load of our season's pretty difficult, and we knew that. You know, once we overcame that and we started finding our groove, that we really had to finish strong with the last part of our season. And we were fortunate enough to have it at home. And that atmosphere of our field and our fans, it's something, and it's very important to us.
And imagine, McKenzie, that feels, you have to feel pretty good to finally get some home games here as well.
Yeah, knowing that, like, I don't have to be on the bus for a super-duper long time was really helpful.
Is that one of the adjustments coming in as a freshman, just some of the longer bus rides that you have to take?
Definitely.
And, Mark, also when you look at the way the schedule is played out, getting some home games here at the end has to be pretty key to get a little momentum going into the conference tournament.
Yeah, it feels good. You know, I felt like we had a lot of growth. I mean, part of going on the road is for the new players is the long bus rides, the hotels. Yeah, it's, oh, we're eating out again. But by the end of a two-week stretch, you're like, ugh, we're eating out again and we're sleeping in a hotel. So it's nice that the girls can be home in their own environment, their own beds, kind of have a whole week of classes and take care of their business face-to-face with their professors and not having to do things remotely. And so, yeah, I think it brings a complete closure to the season for us this year. And, you know, we had this past week was very good for us. We're not going to change things too much. We're at the end, you know, we're tweaking some things, trying to prepare for each opponent. But, yeah, we're excited to be home.
You talk about each opponent coming up. You're home Friday at 3, Missouri Southern coming in. Tell us a little bit about Missouri Southern here.
I think every time I'm on the radio, top to bottom, league is super, super hard. They're sitting in 11 right now. They're going to come and show their growth, you know, through the season. They're probably not in postseason, I think, at this point mathematically, but to have an opportunity to take out a team that's, you know, in the upper third of the conference, try to make a statement leading and building into their season for next year. So I think, you know, we just have to focus and do the things that we do and be ready for a hard-fought match.
And on Sunday, Missouri Western.
Missouri Western's working their way into postseason. It's a meaningful match for them. We drew with them earlier in the season, and of course there's the close relationship of our two campuses, and so there's always some extra things that are conjured up through that. And so I know it would for some of our seniors that, you know, as we've finally started to have some success with them from when they started here, to finish their regular season career with a win would be meaningful to them.
And Grace might talk a bit about that as well. Obviously, and it seems like every sport there's that little bit of more of a rivalry with Missouri Western, maybe some of the other schools, although as the more successful you get, the more rivalries you tend to build up a little bit too. But what's it mean finishing the regular season with Missouri Western?
I think that it's very important what we do with that game. I mean, in my first couple years here, that was always a very tough match, very physical match. I think due to the fact that we're so close, like, it's just the tension's already there, and it's always it's always a battle. So coming out on top anytime we play them is always going to be really important and a really big win for us.
Yeah, McKenzie, I would imagine the upperclassmen have kind of imparted into you the importance of a game such as that.
Yeah, I came in knowing that Missouri Western was definitely a rivalry school that we need to beat, and I haven't even played them yet, and I already knew I wanted to win that game.
Well, it's good that you learn early that what needs to be done there. And, Coach, it really looks like your team's really playing at a spot you want them to play coming into the final portion of this season.
Yeah, you know, we have spells in games, and but, you know, they're working through it. You know, we're not scoring tons of goals, but we're not giving up tons of goals either. We're very organized defensively. I think, I mean, from our forwards to the back line, they've just been solid. And so, you know, if we can find a way to not make them so interesting and maybe shake the net a little bit more in the final third, it's not that the chances aren't there. You know, it's just the confidence of our players in the final third and being comfortable and not overthinking it and just do what they know how to do.
All right. Well, sounds great. Enjoyed having you on the show here today.
Thank you.
Again,
been talking with Mark Gordon, the head coach of the Northwest soccer team, along with Grace Getz and McKenzie Blankenship off with the team as well. We'll be back and have more for you from Pizza Ranch on the KXCV KR&W Bearcat Coaches Show right after this. Support for KXCV KR&W comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back at Pizza Ranch in Maryville, talking Northwest Missouri State Volleyball. We're joined by head coach Amy Wirth, as well as a sophomore from her squad, Kaya Luring. Appreciate you two coming on and chatting with us. Big weekend, big week overall, I guess. Three wins, two over ranked opponents. Kind of get the monkey off your back with Central Missouri, who's been a pain over the years. But, Coach, what do you take away from that week overall, just building upon what you've done already this season?
It was a lot of hard work, you know, went into that from the standpoint of at point in, point out, working harder than the other team and doing that over and over and over. It takes a lot from that standpoint. So a lot of hard work went into last week, and a lot of grit from the standpoint of, you know, playing a team that we've been beaten by a lot, by UCM, and first time we've beat them since September of 2019, and got them a couple times in the 20 when it was season was 2020, but didn't count, you know. So it's been a while since we have had that chance to get them, and I thought we played a nice match and put that together, but a lot of hard work over the course of the week.
Kaya, whenever you look at it overall and the preparation and everything that this season's been leading up to, you finally have a stretch of matches at home. Like you're sleeping in your own bed and all that, and then, of course, you throw into that an electric atmosphere on Friday with Washburn in town. Mm-hmm. But the week as a whole, how do you kind of summarize that and use that to kind of as a springboard moving forward?
It was just really exciting. I mean, we were traveling for so long. I think we all kind of felt like the weight of being away. So being home and being able to get three wins was just really cool for us, really cool to have a big crowd each game. I mean, like Amy kind of said, we haven't beat UCM. I mean, I haven't beat UCM except for 2020 when it didn't count. But I think that we really felt the weight of the week. And then once we got through, we have, like, motivation going into this week.
Yeah, I think a lot of people look at it, too, in the rankings, and it's, you know, Washburn's the number 10 as opposed to one team's in the 20s, and does what holds more. But you mentioned that the win in 2020, and, well, that was a big one, springboards you forward. But, again, like you mentioned, that was an exhibition-ish kind of season.
Yeah.
But this is still a big one, too, for this team, because probably come back around and see him in the tournament and then in the regional. And so you could see UCM two more times. It's kind of just a big confidence booster overall, isn't it?
Yes, for sure. It definitely is. And also, like, I think winning at home is even more important. I mean, we've been to their place a lot of times and they've beaten us. So being able to do it on our own court is a big deal.
Northwest Missouri State goes 3-0 throughout the week. They beat Central Missouri, Washburn, and Emporia State all 3-1. Coach, also a first ever for Northwest Missouri State, an ABCA Division II Player of the Week in Alyssa Rezach. She was the MIAA Offensive Player of the Week, too. But how special is that, too, to see that for your perspective as a coach of a player that's put the work in? She's an All-American and now getting this weekly recognition, too.
Yeah, I think it's a special one for her, for sure. What better person to have that than the person who's our quarterback of our team and person that you want to be in that position? You want them to be the hardest worker, and she's one of the hardest workers on our court and never makes excuses for anything and is always trying to outwork herself. And every single day she's pushing herself to be better, and I think it's just awesome that she's getting recognized for that work.
A big week for Alyssa, also a big week for yourself, Kaya, as the MIAA Defensive Player of the Week. What's that like for you? How special is that? You're a sophomore. You still have a lot of room to grow still within this program, but you're able to come out in back-to-back single-season highs with digs, 22, I think, against Central Missouri, 25 against Washburn, building off of that. What do you take away from that week personally?
It was really cool to receive that award, but I think it's even cooler, like, that it was against teams that were pretty good. But not only that, but we were doing a bunch of different, like, defensive schemes, like new things we were trying out. So I think as a team did really well just adapting to that, like, doing it well. I mean, it was just really good to be able to get that done.
Did you feel yourself and the team kind of take it to a whole nother level knowing who's coming into Maryville that week?
Oh, for sure. I feel like we knew the whole week, like, this is going to be a big week. Three games. Three pretty good teams. Obviously, UCM and Washburn are really good teams, so I think we knew it was on the table and we got it done.
We're talking Northwest Missouri State Volleyball with head coach Amy Wirth and Kaya Luring. As we look at it, Coach, last week we talked about the defense, and you wanted to see the block and the backcourt be a little bit more in sync and kind of come together and work. When you look at the past three matches, I think it was the second lowest hitting percentage for Central Missouri on the season. The other two didn't crack 190. I mean, statistically, it looked good in the box score. What did you take away from it?
We did a much better job. We actually challenged our team that if they got two blocks per set, that we would get them ice cream.
Did they get ice cream?
They did against UCM. They got it against UCM, so we had ice cream on Wednesday. So we put the challenge out there, then we stepped into the challenge and got them the ice cream by Wednesday and not this week. It was great to see them be able to step up to that and get it done. But I felt like our defense did a much better job when it came to working together and getting digs that were needed. I mean, you look at Jaden Ferguson had 29 digs against Washburn. They obviously had a game plan that didn't work very well. I think that's what got them to the loss. But she did a great job stepping up and digging that many digs. So our defense did a great job over the course of the weekend.
Now you're getting set to take on Missouri Western tonight in St. Joseph at 6 o'clock. The Bearcats have already knocked off the Griffins one time. That was back here in Maryville. Kyle, I think, was just talked about with soccer with John Coffey and Coach Gordon, but the Missouri Western rivalry, does that hold much weight? Did you guys think about that at all?
I think it does. I mean, anytime you play a rival, like in history or whatever, I mean, it's really important to go out and win, especially if we're at their home. It's even more, like, it means more to them. So I think as long as we go hard, we should be able to get done.
Coach, whenever you look at it too, at Missouri Western, home from Missouri Southern, back on the road for one more against Pittsburgh State, this stretch doesn't hold as much weight from you look at it from the media perspective because there's not numbers next to these teams, but these are still pretty big matches to take care of business, aren't they?
Yeah, these are the scary ones for the coaching staff. You know, we're going to get their best, and we got the target on our back, and I think we've learned that throughout the course of the years. Everyone's going to hit their best on us. I mean, Emporia State hit 3-something on us the first set that they took away. It's just weathering storms and understanding what we need to do on our side to weather those storms. But this is a big weave for us as well. Just because they're not ranked doesn't mean that they can't come in and knock us off and do something that would hurt our season from the standpoint of the loss standpoint. So that's really big for us. And you're talking about a rivalry match. We looked it up yesterday. They haven't beat us since 2017, and I'm sure it's something that she's talking to them about. But Hallie and me were the only two people on the staff, you know, on the team that remember that loss. So I had to bring that back on the table so our girls understand, hey, we have lost to Missouri Western, even though it hasn't been since in your career. We're not going to have that happen, you know, tomorrow night. So these are the things that we need to do. I think our game plan is sound, and we're excited to go out and get after them.
Northwest and MoWest coming up tonight in St. Joe at 6 o'clock. We see the intensity in what you two bring to the court, game in and game out. But then there was also a nice kind of window in a Northwest volleyball that was a little bit more relaxed, if you will. So, Kaya, you did a mic'd up segment, which is available on Instagram. If anybody looks up the Northwest Bearcat Volleyball Instagram, it's there. How did that come about? What was your takeaway of being mic'd up and kind of showing your side?
I'm not really sure like how it came about, but I think the reason I got put on the mic is because I usually just say really random things at really random times, and I guess people find it funny. I mean, I don't try to be funny a lot of the time, but it comes off as funny. So, I mean, I think that's how it went about it. It was kind of weird, though, like having a camera guy follow you around the whole time, but I thought it was fun.
Did you ever, like, kind of forget they're there and kind of relax a little?
Sometimes, or, like, I think there's one part where, like, I flinched at a ball, like, because it was coming in hard, and I was like, that just got caught on camera. That's so embarrassing. Like, but you don't think about it in the moment.
Now, you did mention that you're going to be embarrassed that everybody hear your singing voice.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I don't think everybody quite caught it. Would you like to audition it now?
I think I'm good. I think they had enough on the mic'd up film on Instagram and Twitter.
Okay. But, Coach, whenever you see that, you get to be with Kai every day. It has to be fun having the different personalities and everybody in practice like that.
Yeah, we get to catch that every day, that side of Kai every single day. And so it's fun to share that with the rest of the world from the standpoint of being able to see what she does on a daily basis. But Kai is a loud person in general. And sometimes she can get after it competitive wise when we do tennis. So that's why we played a game called tennis, which we call tennis is back and forth basically with the ball and one touch. But we knew we had to play it that day to be able to catch Kaya saying some of her random things. But no, she does a great job keeping everything light and helping us not be so tense sometimes.
Everybody should check that out if you haven't seen it yet on the Northwest Bearcat Volleyball Instagram page. Kaya also, have to bring it up, a sprinter and jumper for Northwest Track and Field also.
Yep.
So when do you find time outside of volleyball and track and field to actually do homework and just kind of be a kid at some point, right?
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I'm really blessed being able to do both, having teammates and coaches who allow me to do both and be flexible. Life outside of those sports, I mean, I not really have one, but I'm fine with that. Like, I chose to do this and I love what I'm doing, so.
Well, I will say, when you get to be my age, you can't do either of those things. Well, you guys might be able to. I can't. So enjoy while you can. Yeah. Coach Worth, Kaya, thanks for the time. Good luck this evening.
Thank you.
Northwest Volleyball taking on Missouri Western tonight at 6 o'clock in St. Joe. We'll take a break. Back with more on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pete's Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back at Pizza Ranch here in Maryville as Northwest Missouri State Cross Country joining us here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, joined by cross country coach Whit Cunningham, also senior from the women's squad Caroline Cunningham, and a freshman from the men's team Drew Atkins. Appreciate you all coming out and chatting with us. Just wrapping up the Platte River Rumble, the women finished second as a team, the men finished third. Caroline Cunningham, she was the top individual on the women's side, and Drew was sixth on the men's side. Wick first, kind of overarching, but we're getting set to head into the postseason now. The MIAA championships right around the corner. The final, I guess, regular season run, if you will. But what do you take away from that? Seeing some strong performances both sides.
Yeah, you know, things seem to be coming together pretty well right now. I think everyone's confidence is at a pretty high level as well, and we're really excited to get going to that postseason and kind of give us a few weeks of get prepped for that.
Caroline, for you, broke the school record of the 5K at the Chili Pepper Festival. So your encore performance, go ahead and break the 6K record at the Platte River Rumble over the weekend. What's going through your mind? What do you see as you're kind of going through? Do you feel like, man, I'm really running at a really good clip right now?
Yeah, last year I was really close to the school records in both events. So this year I knew I wanted to go and break them. I didn't expect to do it in the 6K on the first try, but I'll take it. So I'm just excited for the end of the season, and Amber Owens is not far off of the previous school record, and I'm really excited to see what she does in postseason.
Yourself and Amber, it seems like every meet right there, she finishes third, you are first this time around, and both very high up there on the rankings overall, Northwest Missouri State all-time. Drew, just a freshman from Kansas City coming in here, just getting your feet wet at Northwest Missouri State. And you're already making some hay. You finished that sixth at the Platte River Rumble as among the men. You ran that at a 4:50 pace, that 8K. What was that like for you? How are you kind of finding yourself, finding your way here in that cross-country side of things?
Yeah, I feel like just being around my teammates and having people push me every day, I think that's helped a lot. And just having Wick there, you know, at every K almost, just looking to my right and seeing him scream at me like, hey, keep on that pack. And I think that helped me a lot through the race. And, that's kind of been how I've been finding my way.
See, and Wick is such like a mild-mannered, nice, kind of quiet dude, like yelling at you to fire you up. I feel like that's a different side we don't see very often here.
Yeah, for sure. He gets fired up when it's race time, I'll tell you that.
That's good. Well, really, though, between Wick and Caroline and Jake Norris and kind of thinking about what we have here at Northwest on that cross-country side of things, there are some good leaders, some good people to look to, some people that will put their arm around you and kind of watch for this, try this. And, you know, how much has that advice have you been able to take in and use as you've gone throughout this year?
Yeah, for sure. Like, you know, like you said, Jake, and we got Reese, Matt, Trevor. I mean, all those guys have kind of shown me the way with training and how to carry myself on and off the course, I guess. And I get just preparation was a big part. We hold Bible studies now. Like I think just being together off the course and the track has really helped us and prepared us for what's to come.
Really strengthen those bonds as you go throughout the years. We're talking Northwest Cross Country here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Caroline, for you, and we kind of mentioned that before, the 6K, you had a 5:33 pace up in Nebraska over the weekend. Down in Arkansas, you ran that 5K at a 5:33 pace. Are you intentionally trying to find that same consistency to run at, or is it just a matter of that's just kind of how it went?
There's not a huge difference from the 5K to the 6K, so a lot of it's just trying to go out at a pace that's challenging but you can hold on to. And really, when you move to the 6K, the only difference is that your kick comes a K later instead of earlier. So, you know, that's just the pace that I've found that works well for me, and I'm hoping to push those limits the next couple weeks and hopefully drop that.
But you can feel that as you're going, you can kind of settle into that stride of like, this is where I need to be, and just holding that?
Yeah, I think racing experience has definitely helped me find that. I can kind of figure out, you know, is this too hot for me? Is this too slow? And kind of find that sweet spot to push.
Wick, as we look at it, the MIAA championships are coming up on November 5th, so still some time to make sure everybody's healthy, get some more training in, and get to that point. But as we look at it, Drew's put in some great work already, just a freshman getting set to head into that. Caroline on the other side, if she ran what she ran last weekend, would have beat last year's MIAA champ by 1:08. I mean, those are crazy numbers. As a coach, are you just kind of beaming right now? Like, we're going to have some pretty impressive showings coming up at the MIAAs.
Yeah, we're looking ahead to that meet with full expectation and confidence that we can do well, but understanding that it's a dogfight when you get there. It's difficult competition, and we're not trying to do anything maybe special or anything. We just need to do the same consistent stuff we've done all year. We're looking at these next couple weeks, not necessarily crushing these awesome, crazy workouts, but, like, are we getting to bed and getting 8 hours of sleep every night? Are we staying healthy in the cold season? Are we staying on top of what we're eating and just being mindful of that? And are we structuring our week so that we can get our homework done on Tuesday or Wednesday, not doing it the night before the race? And, you know, stuff like that's going to make the difference. We're going to beat a lot of people at that meet because of stuff like that. And if we can just continue to ride this kind of this running high from this meet, you know, and kind of enjoy that, you know, we're going to be a dangerous group come MIAAs.
Now, we're kind of in a weird period here to where it's awfully cold in Maryville, and it's going to warm up quite a bit this weekend. It's going to drop off once again. The health wipe figures into that, but at the same time, training, does that push more into Hughes? Does that just kind of bearing through the cold or the heat, or how do you take that on?
Yeah, so we pretty much stay outside. We'll meet in Hughes to start, get the warm up, make sure we're good to go, but we'll tend to continue to head outside. Every race is outside, and we just got to be ready for it, unless the weather's dangerous or anything for us. But it really comes down to that health issue. The body's going to kind of be a little bit of a shock with all the changing temperatures, and we're just going to be mindful of that and make sure we're staying healthy on top of that stuff.
Drew, a few weeks before your first MIAA championships, anything you're looking forward to, anything you feel like you need to do to cross off before you get ready to head into that meet?
No, not really. Like what Wick said, just being able to stay healthy and really focus on what I'm eating, sleeping, stuff like that. Stuff that I've been doing that I just need to keep up, and I'm really looking forward to, like, the atmosphere of it. The biggest meet I've ever been in is my state, so, you know, just being able to look around and see, just be surrounded by people wherever I'm at, I think that'll be a really good feeling.
And Caroline, as we look at it, you've obviously had a terrific senior season. You mentioned Amber earlier. There are quite a few ladies that are right there on your heels that Northwest is putting together a solid women's season as a whole. Are you thinking more about, I'm going to finish number one, or is it, let's try to push this team across to get a team championship?
Yeah, definitely focusing on the team. I want to place as high as I can with the ladies. In our sport, the best way to do that is to place as high as you can individually, so I kind of have both goals in mind, knowing that I'd rather get second and win as a team than win individually and get second as a team or something like that. So definitely putting the team first, but looking at both sides of it because it's kind of the nature of our sport.
Awesome. Love it. And you know what? Get that one done. Still plenty more to go with the regions and then nationals still to come as well throughout this year. So appreciate you guys coming on, and good luck as we go throughout this next month.
Thank you.
That's Northwest Missouri State cross country coach Wick Cunningham joining us. Caroline Cunningham from the women's side and Drew Atkins from the men's team. We'll take a break and be back to wrap up the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for KXCV, KLRNW comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support for KXCV KLRNW comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment in Maryville, Marshall, and Chillicothe. With a full AgCo lineup, including Fendt, Massey Ferguson, Rogator, Terragator, Sunflower, and more, information on new and used ag equipment is online at ZieglerAg.com.
Support comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers a variety of tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The design center is open Monday through Saturday and is online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Support for KXCV, KLRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pete's Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
And back at Pizza Ranch here at Maryville as we're wrapping up the KXCV Maryville KRNW Chillicothe Coaches Show. Still to come this week, we will have In the Trenches with Rich Wright, the head coach of Bearcat football, and the voice of the Bearcats, John Coffey. That's coming up at 6 o'clock on Thursday evening, live from A&G. Be sure to check that one out. Also have Maryville football coming up at 7 o'clock on Friday evening from St. Joseph. And then, of course, Northwest Missouri State football at home against Northeastern State homecoming. That's a 2 o'clock kickoff, 1 o'clock pregame here on KXCV KRNW. That's going to wrap things up for us here from Pizza Ranch. Going to dive into Here and Now right now on 90.5 and 88.9. For John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton saying so long from Pizza Ranch.